Welcome to the Motivated Mompreneur Podcast. Hi, I'm Hillary Bennett, former corporate stooge turned motivated mompreneur. After becoming a mom, I realized the two options offered to moms did not work for me. I didn't want to be a stay-at-home mom, but I didn't want to work a normal 9-to-5 job either. I wanted to live into my professional calling and be a present, joyful mom. So I left my 9-to-5 and started coaching motivated mompreneurs just like you to build and grow successful, sustainable, heart-centered businesses without sacrificing their family. Join me each week as we dive into business strategy, mindset and productivity tips, inspiration, and a lot of laughs. Let's get to it. Hey, mamas, welcome to another episode of the Motivated Mompreneur Podcast. I am Hillary Bennett, your mompreneur, business, growth, and mindset coach. And today I am talking with Cheryl Ann Skolnicki, the founder and CEO of Brilliant Balance. Cheryl Ann is a mom of three, and she helps achieving women stand in their brilliance and live into their potential through coaching and community. Cheryl Ann is also the host of the Brilliant Balance podcast. Cheryl Ann, I am so glad to have you on the show. Welcome.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So I am really excited to talk everything Brilliant Balance, because I think that is one of the things I hear most from mompreneurs. It's like, how do I balance it all? But before we jump in, why don't you share a little bit about who you are and your family with our listeners?
Sure. So I am, as you said in the intro, first and foremost, a married mom of three. I've been married for 20 years to my husband, John. We have three school-age children. Our oldest is 16 as we're recording this, and my youngest is 10. Girl, boy, girl, they're kind of evenly split. And I started my career in a corporate job, and then about 11 years ago, changed gears completely to begin an entrepreneurial chapter. And I've been running the Brilliant Balance company ever since.
Oh my gosh, that is so awesome. So you have had your business longer than you've had your youngest. Am I doing the math right?
Yeah. So they kind of happened at about the same time. When I left my corporate job, I was expecting my third child. So that same year, she was born and Brilliant Balance was born.
Oh, wow. Isn't that so funny how when we're pregnant, we make these huge life changes?
Right.
It's like you're in a room of moms. How many of you decided to move when you were 7 months pregnant? And like 75% of the hands go up.
Right. Sometimes planned, sometimes unplanned, all those changes happening at once. But it was such a year of change, and it felt like our family became complete. And, you know, I launched this new venture at the same time. So it's hard to believe that it's been 11 years. It definitely goes fast.
Wow. That is so cool. So why don't you tell us a little bit about Brilliant Balance and get a little bit more detailed than I was able to in the intro about what is the mission of Brilliant Balance and what do you do?
Sure. So Brilliant Balance really is designed to support high achieving women who view themselves as ambitious and driven, but who don't want to make trade-offs between their personal life and, you know, their ability to thrive there and their professional life. So we often say, like, if you want to be a rock star at work and at home, then you're probably in the right place with Brilliant Balance. Very often we are supporting working mothers who are raising families and navigating their careers at the same time. Not exclusively, but I would say that's a dominant kind of piece of our community. And, you know, when I started the company, I was really thinking about what's the playbook that I wish I had for how you piece together some semblance of order in your life after you've had children. Like, what is it that changes? What shifts? What morphs? And how do you kind of get yourself back together, right? And find new ways of taking care of yourself, getting all the things done, all the added tasks that come on your calendar once you're managing a family and a career at the same time. And then ultimately, how do you not lose sight of your dreams, you know, your potential as you're navigating this very busy, very long chapter of life? And I think, Hillary, so many women do, right? So many women are like, I just have to choose. If I'm going to survive this chapter, I'm going to have to put my dreams on a shelf. And that's just never been the way I saw it, nor was that ever like an appealing idea to me personally. So, you know, we try to kind of stand at that intersection and support women through that period of time.
I mean, obviously you're speaking my language right now, and it really resonates with my own story in that when I became a mom, it's not only did I feel like I couldn't work through my ambition or with it the way that I had before kids, but my actual ambition also changed. And so having some support there to say, yeah, like you don't have to choose one or the other, because that is what it felt to me. It felt like I could be a working mom with a latchkey kid and climb the corporate ladder. I'm dating myself using that term, aren't I? All of the like,
I know that term.
All of like the Gen Zers listening, they're like, what is a latchkey kid? A kid that comes home while their parents are still at work and has a key to get in their house. Or I could be a stay-at-home mom and completely put my career on hold, but I didn't really feel like there was a way, because I would be, I think, you know, one of your ladies who has a lot of ambition, is a go-getter. I'm like very type A. I love to get stuff done and I love doing it well. And it definitely felt like I would have to sacrifice that piece of me in order to be a good mom. And I believe, I agree with you that I don't think you have to, but just like you said, you have to find a new way of doing it, because the old way isn't going to work. And you were talking about like, okay, well, what would that playbook look like?
Right.
That all so much resonates with my own story.
Yes. And I'm glad to hear that, because it often does, right? We see ourselves in that story because it's so universally true. The shift in your ambition that you described, the changing to your dreams. And honestly, you know, for me, it felt like I just kind of went underwater for a while, like just taking care of the needs of my children and the needs of the household and keeping myself like awake throughout the day felt like it was all I had time for a while. And then you sort of reemerge, and that's where you want to make sure you haven't really drifted so far off course that you can't get back again.
Yes, exactly. And I think that the key there, and you'll probably talk about this a little bit, is you have to spend some time looking inward, doing self-reflection, practicing self-care, loving on yourself, because I do think too, with becoming a mom, you become a kind of new person. And then there are these beautiful transitions. Kids start going to school full-time, you know, kids get their driver's license and no longer need you to carpool. I mean, that's terrifying, but it'll happen one day. kids go off and they fly the nest, hopefully. And with each of those transitions, I think that's a pivotal time to be like, okay, things are really shifting. How is this impacting the way that I want to live into my purpose, both as a mom and then in my career?
Yes. Yes, for sure.
Love that. So why don't you start, you know, sharing with us a little bit of your genius on how to be able to find some of that balance and to live into our brilliance?
Well, you know, it's a broad question. And so I think maybe a good place to start is, how do we define balance? Like, when people say, I want to have better balance, what are we really saying? And I think one of my signature kind of questions back to my coaching clients is, you know, if we double click on that, like, what are we really saying, right? The platitude of I want better balance, what does that actually mean? And I'll tell you that what I hear from most women, and what I would invite you listening today to think about, is, could it be that what we want is more time to do things we want to do, and therefore less time invested in things we have to do? And that sort of frees us from this dichotomy of work and life, right? Which is, it's a false dichotomy. So if we put these sides of the equation as, am I able to get the things done that I have to do in a small enough amount of time that I still have some discretion, you know, over things that fill me up or bring me joy or are just fun? And that's rare, because a lot of us either haven't figured out from a productivity standpoint how to get things done quickly enough, right? So we're just, all of our time is getting used up. And others of us are so addicted to accomplishment and getting things done into work, whether it's work at our jobs, right, in our companies and our organizations, or whether it's work in our households or as parents, that we don't know how to let ourselves have another gear. Mm-hmm. And so that the lack of balance is often rooted in a lack of control, a perceived lack of control. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
So I think if we start there, then the question is, okay, if that's what we want, is we want to have some breathing room, some time for ourselves that we can decide what we would like to do with it. Then we have a framework, right? That helps you get there. And I talk about the framework I've been able to extract from working with women for those 11 years is there's kind of a three-rung ladder that leads you to that place. And it starts with, do you know how to structure a day so that you are fully energized? You know, can you take care of yourself and put practices into that day in a way that you're feeling pretty good? You and I were talking before we started recording about the simplicity of just standing up mm-hmm. every 20 or 30 minutes, you know, drinking some water. You went downstairs and said, I have to get some water before we start this recording. Like, those are good basic habits. And there are others that when we are mindful of them, we just feel better. We feel more energized, more alive, and we're able to sort of take on the day with a sense of vibrancy. So that's the first rung of the ladder. Once you've figured that out, then it's, okay, if I have all this energy, what am I going to do with it, right? How am I going to spend my 24 hours in a day such that I like the outcome? You know, where I'm able to get things done that need to be done, and I'm able to invest some time in things I want to do. And so I think about that as kind of the productivity rung of the ladder. How am I going to design a productive week so that I'm feeling pretty good day to day? Now, what am I doing with my time? And this is where a lot of women will say, like, I just have too much to do, not enough time to do it. You know, that you just don't understand, like the demands are relentless. There's always something else I can do. And that's really where there's so much optimization that can happen about how we think about where our time goes. And then from there, so if you have energy, right, or I call that power, so that it's all P's, and then productivity being that second rung, the third rung of the ladder is like, for what, right? Toward what purpose, or what are the possibilities that we're exploring? So the third rung of the ladder to me is like, what are we steering toward? If we have energy throughout the day and we are making good use of our time, or we realize that we have so much control over our time throughout the week, over the course of a season or a year or multiple years, what are we really steering toward, right? What are we trying to accomplish? If we're trying to grow a business, why? What's the legacy that we want to leave through that business? If we're trying to raise our family, why? What's the purpose and the legacy that, you know, that we're creating through that family? So that's the framework that I would say we really explore deeply inside of Brilliant Balance, whether it's through the podcast or free workshops or in our coaching programs. We're kind of always anchored into that three-part framework.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that that makes so much sense. And when I love all things productivity. And so I immediately honed in when you said, like, there's always something more to do. Sure. And the way that I describe balance is actually intentional boundary setting. Because the idea of balance being equal, you know, if we're to think of the actual vision you get in your head or what Webster's dictionary would look like, it's like the teeter totter is even, you know, in when you think about the law and there's the blindfolded Grecian woman holding the scales that are supposed to be equal. Like, this is what comes to mind when I think balance. And this idea, then, I think that you said, like, a false dichotomy, work life creates this like weird balance expectation that we are yearning for. But if we're able to set that aside and say, okay, and I, by the way, I love reframing work and life to what you have to do and what you want to do. That is a golden nugget I am taking away that is an amazing mindset change. But by doing that and then saying, okay, there's always something to do next, always. And that's just going to be a reality of life. And I don't know that there's a single person on the planet that couldn't admit to that being true. But what's different between the person that is stressed out and has too much to do, and maybe the person that isn't quite as much, is they're saying no, they're setting a boundary. And then they're doing so intentionally in a healthy way. And then they're living into that. They're having that accountability to actually maintain that boundary. And that is scary. It is not necessarily an easy thing to do, even though I'm like, yeah, you just got to set a boundary, mama. No, it is hard. But when we are able to set those intentional boundaries to say no intentionally, then we can bring that feeling of, I believe, what we're searching for with balance. It's like, no, I'm choosing not to do that right now because I'm going to be present doing something else instead. And mm-hmm. I think that by adding in your reframe of separating it into the haves and the wants, it just brings that concept that I've always had to life in such a more vibrant way.
Great.
So power, productivity, and purpose. For the listener right now who's like, okay, you guys, I am loving the vibe that's going on. What is something that she can do, you know, in the next day, week, or month to really move her more towards this brilliant balance place?
You know, it's funny. I don't think I've ever answered this in this way before, but when you asked that question, the first thing that came to my mind was get some sleep and say no to something.
Yes.
If I could just put a magic pill in every listener, it would be just get some sleep, more of it. If you're already getting 7 hours, get 8. You know, if you're getting 4, get 5 or 6. Like, go figure out how to give yourself the benefit of a fully rested body and mind and come back into your day, because you will see choices differently when you are fully rested. And then saying no to something, you know, something that is going to give you time back, that can be time and energy, candidly, right? That can get repurposed for something you care about more, something that is of more value to you in this season, in this chapter. So it could be saying no to your 5 o'clock meeting so that you can go home and get the kids to the pool. It could be saying no to making your bed that day so that you just get freedom from it for 10 minutes. Like, saying no to something, anything that allows you to recognize and honor that you have so much more control than you may be giving yourself credit for.
Okay. I always pick out a quote and use it to advertise the podcast and social media. And I am telling you what, the quote is going to be, get some sleep and say no to something. That is like such basic advice that you're like, well, duh, except how many of us are doing that on a regular basis?
Right.
Not many of us. And I don't care whether you're, you know, in the throes of new motherhood where your sleep is not really your own, or if you have teenagers and you're like up late wondering when they're going to get home safely, you're still not getting a whole heck of a lot of sleep. So I think that's brilliant. And I also really want to illustrate what you said. It's like, no could be as simple as not making your bed. It doesn't have to be saying no to a meeting that your boss asked you to come to, or saying no to, you know, doing a podcast recording to promote your business. It could be something, and I'll use an example. When I used to work in corporate, I would commute and my drive there in the morning was about half an hour, and my drive home could be an hour and a half. I lived in one of the worst traffic cities in the nation, and it was a drag. And so what I would try to do is optimize that time in the car, because I am a go-getter. And so I would listen to news radio in the car so that I could stay up to date on current events and be a well-educated voter with my time in the car. And that was how I checked that box of something that was important to me. And one day I felt so overwhelmed with everything that was going on. I was, you know, working 60 hours a week, getting my MBA in the evenings, commuting way too long. And I listened to music that night on my way home instead of listening to the news. And that very simple saying no to using this time to be productive, but instead I'm going to use this time to fill myself back up, was right. Huge. It didn't impact anyone else. I didn't have to say no to anyone else. I was saying no to a self-imposed, you know, quote unquote, ritual or routine that wasn't serving me 100% of the time. So it doesn't have to be something where you're necessarily, you know, the fear is that you're going to be letting down or not meeting someone's expectations by saying no, but it doesn't always have to be that way.
Yeah, but you know what it is? It's the reclamation of control, right? As soon as you say, I can listen to what I want to listen to in the car, or I can make my bed or not make my bed, you're reminding yourself in small ways that you have more control than you're claiming. And then that gives you a platform and it can expand from there, right? You can, you can use that, the proof point that like, look at that, the world did not stop spinning. Yeah. And then you can sort of take the next move and the next one. And it's really magical how it builds on itself as you get more and more comfortable.
Mm-hmm. And so I would say, you know, mama, to you who are sitting there thinking that saying no is the most terrifying thing you've ever heard, start small. Start with something that's like low risk so that you can feel out what does that reclaiming of control feel like? What was it like? And as you get more comfortable with that, I do think that there's so much power in saying no to something where, you know, someone else is invested. I know I said like, there are plenty of opportunities for us to say no, that actually doesn't have much of an impact on anyone else. But there are good opportunities for us to say no, even if there's someone on the other line, and being able to work yourself up to really being intentional. I'm going to go back to boundary setting and setting these boundaries and staying accountable to those as appropriate. Now that is what I call power. Like, whew, you know, that I feel like is what I am working towards, to really feel like, I mean, I don't like the word control, but that I am able to intentionally design my life. So yeah, so start small.
Yes, for sure.
Sherlan, I cannot believe we've already been talking for a while. We've covered so much ground, and I know that my audience is going to want to connect with you and learn more from you. So why don't you share where they can find you and what sort of opportunities you have to work with them?
Sure. I think the best thing to do when you're already listening to a podcast sometimes is check out another podcast. So mine is called Brilliant Balance. You can find it anywhere you're streaming this show, and that might be a great starting point. Our website home is brilliant-balance.com. And that's kind of the jumping off point for all other things. We have a free resources page with a lot of great kind of starting point resources, a programs section that'll explain all the different coaching opportunities that we have. And it's kind of the home base online. Oh, and one more thing I should mention is that we recently launched a program called 30 Days to Vibrant Energy. And I'm so excited about this one because it's designed to be like a great first step inside the Brilliant Balance ecosystem of coaching. It's $99. It's designed to be completed inside of like a 4-week time span. And it's all focused on practices that really help you raise your energy threshold. So you go through your day feeling energized and alive and awake and vibrant without caffeine and sugar and all the vices that we typically turn to. So anyone listening who wants to check that out, it's at brilliant-balance.com/energy. And I'm sure you can probably get there from the homepage as well.
Oh, but that sounds amazing. I don't know if there's a mom out there that wouldn't say yes to more energy. So I will be sure that that is linked in the show notes as well. Sherlan, thank you so much for all of the genius that you've shared with us today. It has been an absolute pleasure having you on.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you probably should come back again. I'm sure this is just scratching the surface of everything that you could share with us. But I'm so glad you were here. And mama, thank you for listening to this episode of The Motivated Mompreneur. And be sure to come back next week for another dose of inspiration and information to build the business of your dreams without sacrificing your family or your sanity. As a mom, I know your most valuable resource is your time. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart for tuning in today. If you like what you hear and want to connect more, head over to www.hillarybennett.com/podcast. Also, if you could take a couple minutes to leave me a rating and review, that will help me reach other amazing mompreneurs multiply their bottom line.